Joe Minor and Jim McKinney rejoining you for the second half from Thomas Stadium. The Knights lead the Maroon Giants 7-0, but the Maroon Giants will get the ball to start this second half. You know, and Carolyn, I think what they have to worry about is Austell is a senior quarterback is going to have to settle his squad down. Excuse me, he's going to be the one that's going to drive this Maroon Giant offense, and in order to do that, he's got to look up at the board and say, we're only 7 points down. We're only a touchdown down. We get the ball first. We can do this. And calmly guide his team. Don't try to get it back all at once. Don't try to fly around and make that, you know, everybody try to make a big play at the same time. Play within yourselves. Play as a team, and you should be okay. As for the Knights, they know that if they can stop the Maroon Giants on this first series and do something on their series, that's going to go a long, long way to pushing them towards the that dominance level that they really wanted. Markavion Peak and Aaron Taft deep to receive the punt from the right foot of Stokely Ellert. The Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants trailing 7-0 as we open the second half. Markavion Peak will take it from his 8-yard line. Moving laterally, he's going to try and get around the corner, just tripped up at about the 15-yard line. That was what the classic shoestring tackle, Eddie Gillen, reached out, grabbed him, caught his leg, and tripped him up because, I'll tell you what, that young man had a head of steam, and if he had caught the corner, Carolyn, he might still be running right now. For Kavion Peak, had that corner if not for Eddie Gillen making that shoestring tackle. And so the Maroon Giants will take over and start this second half. And Peak was the one who made the big play at the beginning of the first half. We probably thought he could make another one at the beginning of the second half. Forrest Drummer in the backfield, Aaron Tabb to the near side. And once again, it's the quarterback number 5, Darius Skinner, making the start in the second half. And that play was blown up right from the beginning. Forrest Drummer, nowhere to go. LaParis Beach making the tackle on that. They got him behind the line. I mean, that was a great tackle, and this is not how you want to start if you're the Maroon Giants, losing 5 on your first play. First 30 seconds ticking off the clock in the second half. Loss of 5 will back the Maroon Giants up to their own 10-yard line, second down and 15. Skinner under center, trying to find somebody to hand it off to. Well, hand it off to Vernon Coakley, who was met immediately by a host of Roy Norris Knights.
You know, this game has secondary importance to both you and I, because someone we work with, Roger Taylor, graduated from Norwich. Your father graduated from Norwich. My parents graduated from Central. Just a little secondary, you know, 2 degrees of separation.
Only a little bit. I'm laughing my dad a few times on the amount of football games that he attended, as Skinner eludes a couple of Roy Norris defenders and gets the pass out to number 88, Rashawn Brown, who's made some huge defensive plays that time, lining up a tight end, making a play offensively, and giving some breathing room to the Maroon Giants offense. A huge first down for the Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants.
Darius Skinner took one for the team that time. He's still feeling it. But I'll tell you what, the young man's going back out there. I don't know if I would have said, I would have maybe put Austell in for a down or two. He got creamed, got the pass off, and there was Brown waiting for the big pass play. So the first big play of the second half comes at the hands of the Maroon Giants. Now we get a timeout for Kalamazoo Central. I think that's probably a good call because they want to make sure that Skinner's okay. He still looks a little wobbly out there.
Darius Skinner, the sophomore quarterback, taking the majority of the calls after Lyndon Austell started this football game. Lyndon, of course, the senior quarterback, but Darius Skinner really has seemed to calm himself down and find an identity in this football game. And you got to hand it to Dana Chambers to continue to go with Darius Skinner, despite being down 7-0, a lot of pressure in this football game. Just the magnitude of this opening game for the sophomore quarterback, and he's handling himself well, taking a big-time lick, though, on that last play. So a smart timeout there.
by Dave. He actually saw the man coming. This was not a blindside hit. Skinner saw that he was going to get hit, and he let that ball go just in time. Very, very brave play by our sophomore quarterback.
Forrest Drummer receives the handoff from Skinner. Will slip to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard more over the 40-yard line of the Maroon Giants on that first down play after just a heck of a throw from Darius Skinner. And it's got to be a shot in the arm for this offense to get that first down. Now the key for them is to continue it. Second down and 9 coming up from the Maroon Giant 41.
Good play by Nate Martin, the junior off the defensive lineman. He rattled the Drummer, wrapped him up, and threw him down for just a quick game.
Vernon Coakley, the up back. Forrest Drummer, the deep back behind Skinner. Drummer will get the handoff, charge up the middle to the 45-yard line. A good gain there on second down, and it'll bring up a third down and manageable for this Maroon Giants offense. 9:25 remaining, third quarter.
I've noticed the night defense has done this on quite a few occasions, too, Carol, and they're doing what they call a delayed blitz, which means the player's waiting until he's trying to anticipate the count of the ball on the snap count. And all but about one or two times, Kalamazoo Central's done a good job of picking it up.
And for the most part, they're showing a four-man front, and you're right, they send the blitz delayed, and you see them doing that again as they fake the handoff this time to Drummer. Skinner rolls far side, completes it out to number 24, Charles Barrett, the tight end, and that yardage will be good for another Maroon Giant first down across North territory, and
we have a player down.
You continue to see these little players pop up for Central, and they'll get some momentum being the home team. I think that's in their advantage right now. They do trail 7-0. We do have a Norris Knight on the ground. It will be first down and 10 from the Knight 46-yard line when play resumes. Let's step aside for the injury timeout, and we'll be back after this. 7-0. Roy Norris leads. We'll be back. This is 1660 The Fan.
Meyer is proud to sponsor live high school sports on 1660 The Fan for another season. Stop by Meyer today for all of your back-to-school needs. From clothing to school supplies, Meyer has everything you need to start the 2013 school year off in style. Sign up for MPerks at mperks.meyer.com and enjoy live high school sports on 1660 The Fan, sponsored by Meyer, where the math is always in your favor. Meyer.
Biner, Jim McKinney rejoining you from Thomas Stadium, where the Roy Norris Knights have a 7-0 lead, but driving is the home team. Kalamazoo Central has a first down and 10 in Knights territory at their own at the Knights 46-yard line. We had a quick injury timeout, and back to action now. Casey Macon in motion and broken up the pass. Malik Thomas got in there, and we've seen a couple of close calls for the sophomore quarterback, Darius Skinner. That time, Malik Thomas potentially could have had a pick, but just got a paw in it to knock it down.
Yeah, he just knocked the ball down. This is the drive that Maroon Giants wanted, Carolyn, to begin the second half. This is the one that they wanted to be able to do, to take the ball and work it down the field. They've had the ball now the entire second half. And have not given it up, and they're driving, and this is the patented drive that high school teams want. If you're going to get back into the game, this is what you do.
Incomplete pass brings up second down and 10. Forrest Drummer gets the handoff up the middle, keeping his feet moving, could not be brought down. Tackled by Greg Davis for the Knights, but not before he got a few yards. They'll call it 2. Now third down and 8 upcoming for Kalamazoo Central.
Oh, the 7-on-7 hit. 7 on the carry, 7 on the hit. This is a key down. I mean, you don't normally consider, you know, key plays this early in the second half. But with 8:15 and rolling, Carolyn, they really need to make this third down play. They have to keep this drive alive.
One receiver split each way for Lyndon Ostell back in the game under center for the Maroon Giants. bootleg to the near side. He'll keep it himself. He's going to inch towards the first down marker, but I believe he's going to be a couple of yards short. Pushed out of bounds by Keegan Banks.
He's out at the 39-yard line, Carol, and he had to make it to the 36. So this is fourth down and three, and this is a gutsy call for Dana Chambers. Do you pin Roy Norris back, play the field position game, or do you go for it? And it appears that Coach Chambers is going to go for it.
On fourth down and a long three, they're calling it four on the scoreboard. Austell under center, two backs to the I formation behind him, and they'll give it to Forrest Drummer, who charges across the first down. Across the 35-yard line to the 34, and another first down for Kalamazoo Central. They need to continue to build on those and build on this offense to get into the end zone, get some points on the board, 7:44 remaining.
The other thing that the Northern Giants are doing, Carolyn, is they're not letting the Knights recover on defense. They're up to the line quickly.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage, Austell, again with the I formation. And again, going to Forrest Drummer, he was met in the backfield, and to his credit, kept his feet moving, charged forward, and turned a loss into no gain.
Yeah, no gain's better than a loss.
Than a loss, yes.
Oh, now somebody's looking at it, Rashawn Brown, and he is the guy that they do not need to lose. And I imagine it's probably a cramp in the top.
It looks like he's got a cramp or a pull of hamstring or something. He came limping off the field.
They do not want to lose him.
Vernon Coakley, the near back, and a botched snap. All kinds of room on the far side. Lyndon Austell taking advantage. And good field awareness by Lyndon Austell that time, nearly lost the snap and then was able to take it to the far side of the field and again turn a loss or a fumble into a gain. A gain of 6 will bring up third down and 4 from the Knights' 33-yard line. And here comes the sophomore quarterback into the game, Darius Skinner. We'll check in for the Maroon Giants, which means I think they're going to send Austell out wide here to the near side. Oh, no, that's number 9. Skinner under center, hands it off to Forrest Drummer, who charges near the first down marker. Are they going to give him the yardage? Eddie Gillen on the tackle for the Knights.
Previous play, Lipsy was made a touchdown-saving tackle because I really believe that Austell would have been in the end zone. And in this case, Gillian and Lipsy and May have been everywhere for the Knights defense. Again, fourth down,
fourth and one. Set the I formation behind Skinner. The give is to Forrest Drummer, who gets that 1 yard for the first down. So a good run. And still the Knights having a little trouble on the short yardage situation, wrapping Forrest Drummer up. Shouldn't have been a surprise who was going to get the football back.
Oh, no. And Drummer's starting to assert his domination a little bit because, you know, the Knights had him bottled up a lot there in the first half. But now Drummer's starting to pull off some longer and longer runs. And, again, we had another Kalamazoo Central player limp off the field.
One receiver to each side of the sophomore quarterback, Skinner, hand off to Drummer, and he's leveled from the left side. A couple of defenders coming up on the line for the Knights. Darryl Kelly leading the charge for the Knights.
Eddie Gillen, missed him in the backfield and would have had him for a loss, but that slowed him up enough for the rest of the Knight defense to catch up, and he got leveled. So, again, second down, no gain on that play. We're watching Rashawn Brown. He's stretching on the sideline, so I'm guessing it was a cramp. We'll have to wait and see, though, if he goes back in again. And Skinner's still under center.
Yeah, Darius Skinner, the sophomore quarterback. Hands off to Vernon Coakley, Eddie Gillen, and Keegan Banks leading the charge on the tackle.
Eddie Gillen is showing really good perception, Carolyn, as far as being able to see what play the Maroon Giants are running. The last two or three times, he's been right there with the ball carrier. And, the play before this, like you said, he caught Drummer in the backfield. So I would imagine if I were the defensive coach for Kalamazoo Central, I would want my players to keep an eye on him because he's making plays every play.
Loss of one. Skinner has the I formation behind him. One receiver to each side. Takes the handoff to Coakley. A wide open. Jared Coleman. Just out of the reach of Jared Coleman, but Darius Skinner had him wide open. And we've seen that a couple of times for both quarterbacks here for the Maroon Giants who have played here tonight, Lyndon Austell and Darius Skinner.
That time the offensive line for the Maroon Giants were doing what they wanted to do, and that's dominating the defensive line for the night. Roy Norris' defense has to be tired. They've been on the field for the entire second or third quarter. Although I'm wondering why the Central, they were going up to the line of scrimmage a lot faster earlier on.
On 4th and 11, they'll go for it. They send a receiver in motion. And rolling is Skinner. Caught by Casey Macon. But it's not going to be enough for the first down. So, and I believe we have a flag on the play or no? No flag on the play, but... If Casey Macon caught that, which is, a step in the right direction, but you got to catch it beyond the sticks. He did not, so they'll turn the ball over on downs to Roy Norris, trailing by 7, so all of the time of possession, almost 9 minutes for the Maroon Giants, and you come up empty. That's got to be frustrating.
Little victory you might want to take from this. This is the worst starting position the Knights have had all night long. I'm not so sure if I'm Sean Bergen, I don't try to go for the gold on this play.
Trevor Parlato launches one to the flat, and it's way short. Trying to find Malik Thomas. Well short of his intended target. That will bring up 2nd down and 10.
And I think that's just a sophomore mistake for Parlato because, you know, he had enough time to set up and make that throw properly, Carolyn. It's just, being a sophomore, maybe the jitters are getting a little bit, but... That was a good play, and had that play, made to fruition, they would have made a first down and moved out a little bit further down the field to make it easier. Now it's 2nd down and 10, and you've got 2 downs essentially, to pretty much get 10 yards.
Palato in the shotgun, 2 receivers to each side. He rolls to his left, and it's caught. Picked off by the Maroon Giants, and how about that? Charles Barrett was right there at the best time he possibly could have. The pass was bobbled out in the flat, and Barrett was there to gobble it up, and now another shot in the arm for the Maroon Giants as they will have it deep in Roy Norris territory on the interception from Charles Barrett. Just short of the goal line, it'll be 1st and goal from the 3-yard line. He was shoved out of bounds, but now here's the time to put the rest of this game behind you and move forward. 1st and goal, let's get this thing in. That's what this Maroon Giants offense is saying right here. Drummer lining up in the backfield with Coakley. The handoff is to Drummer. He's trying to get around the corner. Through the end zone and into the end zone. Touchdown, Kalamazoo Central.
Drummer has been increasingly getting better through the game, Carolyn, and that, of course, he was going to go in a little bit, made the hole to the outside, did a great job. Now the question comes, and I'm seeing our friend with the glow-in-the-dark shoes come in, but at 3:04, I'm not so sure that you don't go for 2 on this. You've got Drummer.
Yeah.
He could make the play. We've seen that fumble on the extra point or other stuff. If you go for 2 on this and you get it, you're in the lead. If you don't, you're only 1 point down and you've shown that you can drive on the night. I can understand just kicking the extra point, but I don't know. I might
dare for Kenner to hold. So kick is up and good. Way along with the extra point, and we have a tie ball game with 3:04 remaining in the third quarter. It's 7-0, the Maroon Giants punching it in on the legs of Forrest Drummer, tying it up with Roy Norris. We'll step aside and be back. This is high school football on 1660 The Fan.
The weather can change by the second in Southwest Michigan. From severe thunderstorms to heavy winds, it's important to know where the weather is centralized. Don't be in the dark any longer. Text the word weather to the phone number 80373. You'll now receive a daily forecast every morning and severe weather alerts when they break. Just text weather to 80373 for a daily forecast and severe weather alerts. Brought to you by First Community Federal Credit Union. Message and data rates apply.
Four remaining third quarter from Thomas Stadium. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney rejoining you as the Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants have tied things up at 7 with Roy Norris. And who else but Forrest Drummer could have punched that thing at?
He's been steadily getting better, as we said earlier. And again, fatigue is going to play a role in this because the Roy Norris defense had been out on the field for close to 9 minutes in this quarter. Then they turned the ball over, and on the second play, they did an interception, so they didn't even have a chance to get a real good rest. So the situation is such is that you still have you've got to give a chance, your defense a chance now, Carolyn, to rest. So now Norris has to put together a sustained drive. Even if they get deep in territory and they don't score, they need to give their defense a rest.
Charles Barrett with the interception that sparked that scoring drive for the Maroon Giants, and now a Donovan Williams kickoff was well short. That was a pop-up end-over-end brought to about the 40-yard line. They might call him short of the 40-yard line for the Knights, and that's where they will take over first down and 10 under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter.
This has been about the area that they've taken the ball over, so this isn't bad. You're only looking at a 61-yard drive as opposed to an 80-yard drive that they had before. What you do have to remember is you've got to keep the mistakes. And you know what's funny is the two times that I don't think any of their running backs have fumbled at all. I think all the fumbles have been at the hands of the quarterback and then the two interceptions. So Roy Norris needs to put together a really nice drive here, but they cannot turn the ball over.
Parado back in the shotgun. Nick May mishandled the handoff. There was a fumble, but recovered by May.
As soon as I say the fumble, you know, that's what happens.
You jinxed it.
I jinxed him, I know.
Loss of four will bring up second down and 14 from about the 36-yard line of Roy Norris. 2:32 remaining, and they're starting to
see a little bit of life in on that defensive line and the linebackers in the backfield for Kalamazoo Central. That touchdown did wonders for the Maroon Giants. They
had about 9 minutes of rest. They were in for one play, and then
they got to rest some more.
Carlotta of the Knights spreading it out, and another botched snap. Carlotta called down at the 30-yard line, and that's huge. This could be a loss of six.
This could be second down in like a mile.
Third down.
And it's in about a mile.
And back in the game, by the way, is Rashawn Brown for the Maroon Giants,
the monster that's stalking the right side of that defensive line. And he looks ready for bear. He's moving really well. So it's nice to see him back out there. It was probably just a cramp. It is warm. It is humid out here.
They call it a loss of four. So third down and 18 from the 32-yard line of the Knights. And now Carlotta is swallowed up by Tony Duvall.
I think we're going to get a penalty here on Kalamazoo Central for demonstrating, or for unsportsmanlike conduct I believe they refer to it as rubbing it in. Unfortunately, Najjar made a great play. He really did. And then he got up and started pointing him to himself and everything else. And unfortunately, they say they're calling the penalty on Duvall.
Yeah, Tony Duvall then on the tackle, and then he, a little showboating.
And unfortunately, they only get back to the 41-yard line, Carolyn, but it's a first down penalty. That's a penalty that's attached to an automatic first down. So Kalamazoo Central, it's fourth down and 10, but it moves them to within distance of being able to, a lot better than like fourth down and a mile.
It's not an automatic first down, but they went from really pushing Roy Norris back and split this thing in half. Now it's fourth down and 9. It'll be from the Lenoir's 41-yard line. And we're looking at
how long they're probably going to punt the ball. And
they're reading a fake. Parlato, another low snap, couldn't handle it, and they're going to call a pass interference.
I was pretty sure that Parlato was going to punt on that play, but again,
another low snap, and so all he could do, he didn't have room to punt the ball, so smartly tried to make something out of it. Josh Mills was out in the flat. He was being absolutely harassed. They are going to call a pass interference, a 15-yard walk-off for Roy Norris, and a real bailout for this Knights offense. Which was a broken play on 4th and 9 to now a first down in Kalamazoo Central Territory to be from the Harooji Giants 45-yard line. And the defense is going to have to step it up again as the pitch goes behind to Mills and could not get the corner, forced out of bounds by Casey Macon on the far side.
You got to think that Roy Norris has got to take advantage of it. They've been given two gifts in a row, two 15-yard penalties that put them, not only giving them a first down, but putting them in Kalamazoo Central Territory, and now it's their turn to try to drive the ball down the throat of the Maroon Giants. Something I've noticed, too, except in that one play, Roy Norris center has been hiking the ball low to Verlato, whereas the Kalamazoo Central center has been hiking high. Verlato and Ostell have had to jump for the ball quite a bit.
Verlato again in the shotgun, and before the snap will get a timeout from the Kalamazoo Central sideline. Dana Chambers wants to talk about it with his defense on 2nd and 9. We'll step aside with 1:34 remaining. Third quarter, we're all tied at 7. We'll be back after this on 1660 The Fan.
Meyer is proud to sponsor live high school sports on 1660 The Fan for another season. Stop by Meyer today for all of your back-to-school needs. From clothing to school supplies, Meyer has everything you need to start the 2013 school year off in style. Sign up for MPerks at mperks.meyer.com and enjoy live high school sports on 1660 The Fan, sponsored by Meyer, where the math is always in your favor. Meyer.
Third quarter, Kevin Binder and Jim McKinney rejoining you from Thomas Stadium. And we're all tied at 7. The Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants getting on the board on the leg with Forrest Drummer. And now it's the Knights trying to answer back. The Knights started the scoring in the first half, to end the first half, actually, on a second, kind of last-second play because there was a defensive penalty to end that first half. And the Knights were able to take advantage to get on the board. They're trying to retaliate after the home team tied it up here at 7. Looking at a 2nd down and 9, Parlato hands it off to May. Tony Duvald in there for the tackle for a minimal gain, and will bring up a 3rd down and long for the Knights.
I had to guess. I would say Tony DeVoe probably is not going to be. He's going to tackle. He's going to get up. He's going to walk back to the huddle.
And if I had to hedge my bets, I would say Dana Chambers asked him to do just exactly that.
Yeah. That's the second time now a player's been pulled off the field for a penalty like that. And Coach Chambers has pretty much gotten in her face, and that's what happened.
No gain on the play.
Excitement.
Three receivers to the right of Parlato in the shotgun, flings it across the middle, and danger zone for the sophomore quarterback. Had a couple of receivers out there, but well covered by the Maroon Giants that time. And it'll bring up a 4th down and 9, under a minute to go.
So you quick kick here and pin the Maroon Giants back because they don't have anybody back there? Or do you give the offense the ball, possibly, towards midfield?
Parlato's staying on the field.
He's the one that punts, though, so
you can't really go go based on that. He fakes the throw and puts the boot into it. That's going to roll near the end zone. They're trying to pin it down, and you saw what the Knights were trying to do there. There was a couple of Knights that were humming the ball down near the goal line, but it rolled through the end zone for a touchback. That's where Kalamazoo Central will take over. First down and 10, 43 seconds to go in third quarter.
Now, am I correct that that's the worst field position that the Kalamazoo Central has had, I think?
Yeah, we got it right on.
Timeout on the play for the officials because we have a Maroon Giant player down on the field.
We have an injured Maroon Giant near the 50-yard line. And so,
I was just told, you ask up here and you get the answer, you know, that the Maroon Giant started the second half at the beginning on the 15-yard line.
Okay. So this is not officially the worst field position they've had. Closing right next to the spotting crew, the stats, a great crew here at Kalamazoo Central, keeping us fed, keeping us cool as we can be here on this hot and muggy night in Kalamazoo. But this one last go Fox fan is not really helping, but that's okay. We're having fun up here. Carolyn Binder, Jim McKinney along with you. Joe Varcoa, studio producer.
I feel the fan.
I don't know how.
I appreciate the coach bringing it up.
Just in my left. 43 seconds to go in the third quarter, and a first down and 10. The Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants will take over on their own 20-yard line, and this is kind of the start to this game that we saw. This is kind of what's evolving here in as we've moved through the third quarter of play. Teams that are obviously evenly matched, still trying to find their identities, and hence the 7-7 score here with 43 ticks left in the third quarter.
Injured player on the field was number 88, Rashawn Brown, and he had come off earlier with a cramp. It looks he's moving all right, but he's getting help coming off the field. So now the Central Maroon Giants will put the ball in play on the 20-yard line. They've got a little over 43 seconds here in the third quarter, but again, if they can put together a sustained drive, they'll burn a lot of time off the clock and once again tire out this night defense.
We watched them burn nearly 9 minutes of this third quarter off to start the third quarter as Darius Skinner hands off to Forrest Drummer, who is met immediately for a loss of two.
Drummer's been doing a good job running, and he's been their yeoman tonight. But in the third quarter earlier, he was really dominant. He's coming off the field now. He's a little bit tired, I would imagine, or get a little bit of a rest. But he's been the yeoman, and he scored the touchdown, too.
Vernon Coakley in the backfield behind Skinner. The handoff goes to Coakley, and he'll slip a couple of tackles trying to get up to the original line of scrimmage. And that will end the third quarter on that play. And at the end of the third quarter, we're all tied at seven apiece. The Loy Norris Knights in this. Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants tied at seven. And we'll be back after this timeout on 1660 The Fan.
Sponsor live high school sports on 1660 The Fan for another season. Stop by Meijer today for all of your back-to-school needs. From clothing to school supplies, Meijer has everything you need to start the 2013 school year off in style. Sign up for MPerks at mperks.meijer.com and enjoy live high school sports on 1660 The Fan, sponsored by Meijer, where the math is always in your favor. Meijer. Hi, this is Jim McKinney for Edward Rose and Sons. There's a famous saying, location, location, location. That could be the motto of Edward Rose and Sons. Go to edwardrose.com today and you'll discover all the wonderful locations they have. Take a virtual tour of all their properties. Discover floor plans you'll love and prices that will treat your budget right. The tour is where I discovered my apartment at Walnut Trail in Portage, and you'll discover yours too. Go to edwardrose.com today, where you'll look for an apartment, but you'll find a home.
We're tied up at seven heading into the fourth quarter here from Thomas Stadium. Carolyn Binder, Jim McKinney rejoining you. We switched sides, and Kalamazoo Central had it 3-9 from their own 21-yard line to start this fourth quarter and in need of some yardage here to keep this drive alive.
don't know what the delay in the field is.
Yeah, there's a little delay on the field getting the logistics set up before we start this final 12 minutes of play. We're glad to have you with us on 1660 The Fan. The opening game of coverage here. We're with you all season long. You can check our schedule on 1660thefan.com. We're also streaming live on 1660thefan.com. And that's action with the I formation behind Darius Skinner. He fakes the handoff, rolls to the near side, has a man out on the left. Ernest Coakley let it go right through his hands. He had the first down and a whole lot more if he wanted it, but could not secure the football. And that is going to bring up a fourth down and nine.
Spitballing here, but do you suppose that both these coaches next week in practice are going to have practice for everybody learning how to remember to catch the ball?
I think so. I mean, we're not football coaches here. Let's get that straight.
We're just going on the radio, but still. Chance for the Knights to take advantage of the field position war.
Donovan Williams on to punt this away. He's standing on his own 10-yard line. And Vernon Coakley still left to shake his head. A booming punt from Donovan Williams who takes a Roy Norris bounce. And ultimately down by Charles Barrett after it took a huge Roy Norris bounce.
Oh, yeah. And it almost took a huge Roy Norris into a Roy Norris player.
Exactly, because he didn't secure that football.
Exactly. Well, it looked like Scott May was running down the field, turning to the side. The ball went right in front of him, or on the side of him, I think. And it looked almost like, appeared like it had actually hit him. And if it had hit him, that would have been a Kalamazoo Central ball if they'd fallen on it.
So off the punt, Trevor Parlato and the Roy Norris Knights will take over from their own 48-yard line, first down and 10. And so good field position.
Uh-oh. For the wide open receiver.
Wide open receiver out in the flat. That's number four, Terrell Kelly, and he's into the end zone for a Roy Norris touchdown. How about that? Terrell Kelly wide open in the flat, the rollout flat. Trevor Parlato, all kinds of time he was able to get to the football, and Terrell Kelly into the end zone for a Roy Norris touchdown on their first possession of the fourth quarter.
The execution on that, Carolyn, was exquisite. That was, you know, Parlato spent the time he needed to do to make sure, and we got a timeout now, according, I think there was an official timeout or Roy Norris. I'm guessing it's official because they haven't said that either way.
Vernon Coakley changing places with a couple of players out there.
Again, Parlato did a good job of waiting on the play. Oh. Okay, now this could be really, really important.
Yeah. The extra point is no good. And so the score 13-7 in favor of Roy Norris with 11:34 remaining in this fourth quarter.
Well, and the other thing, too, was Kelly got enough distance. I don't know who was supposed to be covering him. If they were playing zone defense at that time, he was in between the zones. He was in the seam, but the way I tried to count it, Carolyn, I bet he was 5 to 6 yards away from both the back, the safety that was providing coverage back, and the defensive back in front. And he looked the ball into his hands, and that hasn't been happening quite a bit here in this game. But it was a perfect execution, and now we sit here 13-7. But again, the Roy Norris Knights have given Kalamazoo Central the opportunity, if they drive the ball again, all it's going to take is an extra point for the Giants to take a lead.
That was the first real wrinkle that we've seen from either team, and obviously the most successful wrinkle we've seen from either football team. Roy Norris going with that little rollout. They got lots of time. They bought lots of time for their quarterback. And then Terrell Kelly broke the zone and broke it wide open. The key has been for the quarterback to be able to reach his wide receivers for both of these football teams. Roy Norris successful there. The connection between Parlato and Terrell Kelly giving the Roy Norris Knights the 13-7 advantage, 11:34 remaining in the game. Stokely Ellert on to boot this ball away. And now it's answer time for Dana Chambers and the home team.
Do you do an onside kick here? So as far back as they are? Should you try that?
Lyndon Ostello, Marky Peagle back for the kickoff. We'll get a whistle before the kick was made.
I see no flag.
I'm looking now after what happened.
Yeah,
after
what happened.
I look everywhere for a flag, and I don't see one. Maybe he kicked it before the official gave him the okay, which is not a penalty, but they get annoying. Now, see, okay, now look, and I know they're not listening to us on the sideline, but I mentioned the fact, oh, they did penalize them 5 yards.
No, they're going to sit them to the 40.
They're
going to
put them back on the 40.
They're back on the 40.
I was going to tell you to Stokely Eller.
The Kalamazoo Central Maroon Giants were backed up beyond the 50, and then they moved up, and I'm thinking, I know they're not listening to us on the radio, but you wonder, they thought maybe he's going to, this time he's going to try an onside kick.
And Stokely weighed into that last kickoff attempt, see if they'll do it again.
Got it all the way back to about the 22.
This one goes way in deep, but again, Lyndon Ostell on the reception, and he's sizing up the kickoff coverage. There's flags on the play as Ostell makes his way to the 20-yard line.
We might have that penalty again with the hitting with the head. Maybe. So let's see, but it looked like there may have been a Norris player that led with his illegal use of hands, Kalamazoo Central. So it was illegal use of hands. It was like a Chinese fire drill going towards myself, and it almost looked like a couple of the Knights may have had their heads and their bodies a little lower than they should have, but they're just going to call it illegal use of hands against Kalamazoo Central, and that's going to move the ball back even deeper, and this will be the deepest that Loy Norris has been able to pin Kalamazoo Central in the entire game.
Get it at a time they don't need it. And on the tackle from the kickoff for the Knights, penalty whistled against the Maroon Giants. That's going to pin them. And he's inside the 10-yard line. I was waiting for the call. They are going to pin them inside the 10-yard line to the 9, and they're right up against their end zone. They bring out their sophomore quarterback again. Gary,
run
Skinner on your
drummer in this? Is this the guy you use?
Drummer is their tested running back here for the Maroon Giants. They fake the handoff. Connect out in the flat, out to Vernon Coakley, and breathing room now for the Maroon Giants. Good for the first down.
This time Coakley whipped the ball into his hands, and he was open, and he had some cushion there, given to him by the Knights defense, and he was able to turn. He didn't have the first down when he caught the ball, but he was able to get some running yards out of it. And you're right, now they're out of the shadow of their own goalposts. It's still at the 23-yard line, but it's not inside the 10. Big difference.
First down yardage brings them out to about the 23-yard line, mark it to the 22, first down and 10. 11 minutes to go. The Maroon Giants trying to put some offense together. They trail Loy Norris 13-7. Another fake handoff and roll out across the middle. Nearly picked off.
Well, Scott
Coleman was the intended receiver a couple of nights in to break that thing up. And again, nearly picked off. Darius Skinner got away with one there.
Scott May had come in again. That was another pick six, Carolyn. I mean, if he had caught that ball, and the chip rule was too, because he touched the ball, and his teammate couldn't turn back fast enough to get it. But the Knight defense coming up with a big play, second down and 10.
Second down and 10 now from the 22-yard line. Do they try the fake handoff again? Because it's buying Skinner enough time to get a pass off. Those receivers aren't quite getting open yet, though, for the Maroon Giants. They go with the handoff, and Drummer is brought down immediately behind the line of scrimmage. So that play was read from the onset by the staunch Loy Norris defensive line.
And Joe Bogan again making the tackle. That was an arm tackle, too. That's not something coaches really teach you when you're playing football. But Bogan did a nice job, and he's a big boy. He got enough leverage on Drummer to get him down, and now the Giants face third down and 14, and this is not where they wanted to be after that pass.
Yeah, Sean Bergen will take any kind of tackle that Joe Bogan will give him. Third down and 14 now for the Giants. Jenner with the I formation behind him. We'll get a flag on the play. Another illegal procedure will be whistled against Kalamazoo Central. And Dana Chambers shaking his head, looking at his playbook, going, this is not what I drew up for us right now. Just penalties continuing to crop up here for this team.
Yeah, and you know, both teams have had penalties, Carolyn, but the majority of them in bad situations have been against the Maroon Giants.
The I formation behind Darius Skinner, two wide receivers, one to each side. Another fake handoff rollout, and not even looking. The intended receiver was Aaron Tabb. Well short, and Tabb wasn't even looking for the football.
No, and Tabb was open. And, I mean, he had at least 4 yards on the defender for Roy Norris. But Skinner didn't, I don't think he had the arm strength to get it out there. And so, again, they have to punt, and, you know, with the return man for Roy Norris standing inside his own territory, Carolyn, they're going to get the ball back with good field position, and when they do get it back, and I know that's just 10 minutes, but do you try right away to put a nail in the coffin?
Darius Williams on to punt this away for the Maroon Giants. Terrell Kelly deep inside Maroon Giants territory. That'll take a Maroon Giants bounce across midfield to about the 46, maybe the 47, and that's where Roy Norris will take over. First down and 10, 9:51 remaining in the game. We'll keep it right here, Carolyn Biner. Jim McKinney along with you on 1660 The Fan. The Roy Norris Knights take over first down and 10, and they lead Kalamazoo Central 13-7. And right now it's just about possession. If you're Sean Bergen and the Knights going for your third consecutive win over your crosstown rival, what a way to open your season if you can hang on to the football, and really about fundamentals at this point with 9:51 remaining in this game. Once again in the shotgun, Parlato hands off to Nick May, and read well by that defensive line for Kalamazoo Central. Again, if there's a bright spot for this defense for the Maroon Giants, it has certainly been that defensive line pushing the offensive line of Loy Norris to the brink here throughout the football game.
They really need, the Knights have really got to focus on getting at least one or two first downs here, and they need to chew time off the clock. By the way, you're listening to High School Football Live on WQLR, Portage, Kalamazoo, your home for sports in Kalamazoo, The Fan, 1660.
Parlato with a whole bevy of receivers in his shotgun. There's a flag on the play intended for Josh Miller. That will fall incomplete. We'll check the flag on second down and 12.
Let's see if this is a penalty that's going to hurt Lloyd North, and it is. Illegal. Now, if you know what, I'm not so sure I take this, because you've already got him second down and 12. That puts him in a third down and 12, because you know the pass is incomplete. And if you don't take it, you take away the down.
Illegal procedure whistled against Loy Norris. It is declined. We've seen that a couple of times from Dana Chambers. So gambling a little bit, but we'll go with the decline in the penalty. Third down and 12 will be upcoming from their own 44-yard line for Loy Norris with 9:09 remaining. The Knights lead Kalamazoo Central 13-7. Timeout called on the field. We'll take a timeout as well. This is High School Football on 1660 The Fan.
You want your landscape to look perfect, to be the envy of the neighborhood. Then your first stop should be Romance Gardens. Right now, you'll save 25% on all remaining fruit trees, 20% on perennial plants when you buy three or more, excluding hibiscus and grasses. Rose bushes are 20% off, excluding knockouts. Save 15% on all shade and ornamental trees, and 15% on male and female combination blue holly. Romance Gardens is on Shaver Road, just south of Center in Portage, or visit them online at romancegardencenter.com.
.909 remaining, fourth quarter, Carolyn Biner and Jim McKinney rejoining you from Thomas Stadium as the Kalamazoo Roy Norris Knights have third down and 12 from their own 44-yard line. They lead Kalamazoo Central 13-7. Parlato with a handoff, all kinds of room, but tackled quickly, and good recovery defensively there for Kalamazoo Central.
Yeah, Coakley made the play again. He's been really coming through here in the second half for the Cavs. The Maroon Giants doing a nice job for Coach Chambers.
the ball sits here near the 50-yard line. You've got 8 yards to go. I'm not so sure. And see, Kalamazoo Central's kind of hedging somebody back there, but they're not. This kid's far enough back where if he gets a good snap, he's going to kick that ball deep. And this time they might really pin him.
Vernon Coakley in on this. Oh, a lot of launches a pass. There's a flag on the play. The pass was incomplete on 4th and 8. Almost like that receiver is in action struck.
It's going to be a legal procedure against the Knights, and they're going to refuse this one because obviously they'll get the ball back and inside Knight territory.
Undoubtedly, Dana Chambers is going to elect to decline this penalty with the incomplete pass. And so Kalamazoo Central will take over on downs, first down and 10, just inside Knight territory across the 50 to the 48, 8:26 remaining in the game. And the Maroon Giants have to put a scoring drive together here. We've seen them burn the clock efficiently in the third quarter. Their offensive drive came up empty, but then they got a second chance with a defensive interception and took it into the end zone for their only score of the game. So both quarterbacks back at it.
Skinner's got his big target, Brown, back.
Takes the handoff, rolls to the far side, up and complete. That was complete to Nico Payton. Threading the sideline there will bring up a second down and 4, gain of 6.
We haven't called Peek's name in a while. We did right off the bat. He was the one who intercepted the first pass by Perlato, but now the Maroon Giants have second down and short. I'm not so sure that they have to burn any time off the clock here, Lynn. I think they just have to score. That's all there is to it. Focus in, score. Doesn't matter how much time it takes you to get there. You need to get to the end zone because you can take the lead.
The I formation, Coakley and Drummer behind Darius Skinner. Take the handoff to Drummer, rolls near side. Nearly picked off into traffic for Sean Brown. Dropped the pass. Tried to thread another pass. Rashawn Brown could have caught that football, though.
Yeah, went right through Scott May's hands, too. So either one of them could have caught it. So second down. That's actually a burn down because you know you're in four down territory here, trailing 13-7 with the time of what you know. You're halfway through the quarter, halfway to the end of the game. This is just the time where you have to use your third and fourth downs. But it would be nice, I think, for the Maroon Giants if they can make the first down on this play.
High formation behind Skinner. Casey making to the near side.
There you go.
So hand off to Forrest Drummer, and he does what he's done all game long. Gets the first down up to the 35-yard line. First down and 10, and new life into the offense of this Maroon Giant.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, and it wasn't long, but it got him the first down, and that's what they needed. So now they're on the 35-yard line of Norris, and the clock is running, but they've got the offense is moving. Now what they've got to make sure is that Skinner doesn't make it. I'm going to refer to this as a sophomore mistake because Perlato has made a few of them tonight. He needs to make sure he doesn't make a mistake.
Making again to the near side, the I formation. Behind the sophomore quarterback, Darius Skinner, though, goes to the near side, making passes complete. He evades a tackle, extra yards up to the 20-yard line of Roy Norris. And how about that? Number 10, Casey Macon, shifty little move. Flipped a couple of tackles, and those extra yards are precious for this Maroon Giants offense as they try and climb back down 13-7.
Yeah, that was a very pretty play. Macon did a great job of keeping his feet and making sure that he got as many yards as he possibly could. I would not be at all surprised if they went back to him deep now.
Coakley and Drummer behind Darius Skinner. They mark it to the 19-yard line, and they go again to that far side. Bobbling it and dropping it was Aaron Tabb. He was hit as soon as he made contact with that football. So it's hard to hold on.
Yeah, he had the ball, Carolyn, but the thing is that he did get hit hard, and the defender wrapped him up and knocked the ball out. So that's what you're supposed to do.
Incomplete pass brings up second down and 10, 6:38 remaining.
Okay.
One receiver split to each side of Darius Skinner. The I formation behind the sophomore quarterback will get a flag ahead of the snap and a break for Kalamazoo Central in the form of an offside whistled against the Loy Norris Knights.
You know, so a couple of times, Carolyn, when they've been in the middle of the field where we can see the line of scrimmage straight across, there have been a couple of occasions where the Loy Norris defensive line was so close, and I actually saw on one occasion where the defensive tackle looked over at the referee and he had his hand on his flag. He moved back a little bit. So they've really got to check and make sure that they're not over the ball offside. Just a big penalty for Loy Norris.
Gain of 5 brings up 2nd down and 5 from the Norris 14-yard line. Over the top goes Skinner. He was looking for Simeon Smith. That ball's incomplete. Now 3rd down and 5.
It was a touchdown, too. So how many almost touchdowns have we had tonight? I think that's like number 4.
We've had two offensively and defensively. Yeah.
Between both of them, we've had 4. 2 on the defense, 2 on the offense. Just concentration, that's all.
Simeon Smith lining up on the near sideline. The fullback is Coakley. Handoff is to Drummer. There's a flag on the play, though. And it'll be a legal procedure whistled against Kalamazoo Central. And penalties continuing to kind of burn this Maroon Giants offensive drive as we approach the 6-minute mark, 6:13 remaining in the game. And they're on the 14-yard line of Loy Norris. They got to cut those penalties down and just let their offense do the work.
Yeah, now do you take this? I mean, I know you're deep, but if you take it, then it's 2nd down. If you don't take it, it's 3rd. And he does it. He's going to 4th down. So that is a gutsy call by Coach Sean Bergen. And again, they have to make this first down.
It'll be 4th and a long for a must-have 4th down as the handoff goes to Forrest Drummer. He tries for the corner, gets the sideline. He's going to be,
I don't think he got that thing
close to that first down.
He had to get to the 10-yard line, Carolyn, and I think he's got him at the 11. And I think it's a turnover on downs, and it is.
Wow. They don't even measure it, which is surprising to me with the implications of how close he was, but nonetheless, they're confident that he was short on the first down, so all will be turned over to Loy Norris. 5:59 remaining in the game, and the Knights lead 13-7. They're just under 6 minutes away from taking their 3rd consecutive game from their crosstown rivals. The key is going to be for this Knights offense to stick to their fundamentals and not make mistakes. Parlato wheels, delivers. Complete out to Eddie Gillen to the far side.
That was an excellent play on first down. They got 5 yards. They got over close to the 20-yard line. They're like at the EI. They're at 16-yard line. But that gets them a little further down, and it was a good play because 5 yards at a time, Carol, if you do the math, obviously, you're going to make first downs on 3rd down all the time. And that's all you need is to chew up yards and chew up the clock. You don't need a big play.
And Gillen with the wherewithal to fall inbounds and allow himself to get tackled. Nick May up the middle off the handoff. Good for a couple of yards, and that will make a 3rd down and manageable and keep the clock running. Under 5 minutes to go, Norris with the ball and the lead, 13-7.
They want to measure this one, too. It's close. It's really close.
May was spun around.
Good effort.
Yeah, May spun around, a good second effort.
If they made the first down on this, this is very, very big. Barring a turnover or penalties or anything like that, to make it in 2 plays. And it's about 1.5 inches short.
They'll call it just short, maybe a couple of chain links short of the first down. We'll bring up 3rd down and inches for the Knights.
Well, this is what the Crosstown rivalry is all about, Carolyn. You've got 5 minutes even on the clock. Roy Norris leading Kalamazoo Central.
They're still double-checking. Hold the phone.
I'm just resetting the call.
And again, third down in inches. Oh, just inches.
Yeah, he reaffirms that it's about two chain links short. So 5 minutes to go, but the way that Roy Norris has been able to move the football, even they just need a couple of inches here. So, you know, Parlato, you might expect him to just kind of reach across, get the first down, and keep this clock running.
Yeah, but he hasn't been under center very much in this game. He's been in the shotgun.
So put him under center here.
And that was not what they wanted. And the whole right side of the night moved.
And everyone knew what the play was going to be. Parlato was looking to push the pile forward, and that is exactly why he has not been under center. For that reason, early movement on the offensive line will back Roy Norris up 5 yards, third down and six coming up, and new life here for the Central Maroon Giants.
Oh. Each team has committed penalties in the just absolute wrong time. And in Kalamazoo Central's case, it was 2 15-yarders. This one was just a little 5-yarder, but it can make the game's difference. This could play a big difference in this game.
Parlato back in the shotgun. He spins in the backfield, tries to find the receiver out in the flat, and he's going to overshoot Carroll Kelly.
Wow.
That'll bring up a fourth down and five. And you got to believe Sean Bergen's going to go for it here.
Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, he almost heels half the pile. And you know the big thing on that play, Carolyn, there were three wide receivers open for the Roy Norris Knights. He just threw it over the head of his intended receiver. But he had another receiver in the flat that would have made the first down and one on the right.
I know that Trevor Parlato has done the punting duties as well. Kalamazoo Central has not sent anybody back deep. Parlato boots it across the 50-yard line. Sam's calling for an illegal procedure on Roy Norris that was not called.
I got to tell you, that could be the biggest non-call in the game. He really did leave about a beat too early. And the official was right there and didn't call it. But Kalamazoo Central's got good field position. They're at the 47-yard line. They only have to go 53 yards. And if 4:23, now here's the key, though, Carolyn. Dana Chambers has called two of his three timeouts. He's only got one timeout remaining.
Clock management essential here. Poor Dana Chambers and the home team, they trail 13-7. 4:23 remaining in the game. Shotgun formation for the Giants. Skinner heaves across the middle, finds an incomplete pass.
Again, a good defensive play by the Knights. They knocked the ball loose before Smith could grab it.
Instead of Simeon Smith, and he had it, and then it was knocked away on a good defensive knock from
This is a no-brainer, Carolyn, but this is four-down territory.
Oh, absolutely.
If you get the fourth down and you haven't made the first down yet, you have to go for it. You're losing. You have to go for it.
I was half kidding when I said Bergen was going to go for the fourth down. He's trying to fire, but you never know what he's going to do. He's got a quarterback who can also punt the football. Skinner's pass deflected through two Maroon Giants and dropped. We'll bring up third down and 10.
Getting exciting up here in the press box, too.
And an option all around us. Third down and 10 now, 4:13 remaining.
The only good thing happening here is the clock is stopping.
Yeah.
Again, not because you want to drop the ball. I think almost have to, I don't know, if they give it to Drummer, he's had pretty good luck. He might want to, like, take out the defense and hand it to him. But if they throw the ball and it's incomplete, they're down to almost their last down.
Skinner in the shotgun, spreading it out. Go with the pass, going left side, complete. And across the first down marker after he was initially tackled, complete out to
Casey Macon, that was good field presence by Macon. He could see where it was. He was almost getting pushed out of bounds. He dove forward. It stopped the clock when he went out of bounds.
No, it was
the clock stopped the clock because of a first down, but it was a great job by Casey Macon. Good field presence, picking up the first down because he was stopped short of it.
Yeah, Tylan White had him stopped short of the first down. Casey Macon reaching across the sticks. New life for this offense. Skinner heaves and finds a receiver in traffic. Just called incomplete, excuse me. I thought he had it. Simeon Smith was out there and he dropped it.
He was almost on triple coverage out there, and I believe that one of the Knights got their hands on that ball. So second down and 10, but again, they try to go for the gold, and Smith was open, but the pass just threw in the coverage.
The thing about the triple coverage out there, Simeon Smith is taller than any safety that Roy Norris is going to throw at him. The speed of the safety is though paying off there. As Skinner goes across the middle, Drummer, the first down. And a little more across the 40 to the 25 to the 20. Caught by Gerald Lipsy. And how about Forrest Drummer? We haven't heard from him in a while. Why not? First down for Kalamazoo Central from the 17-yard line. And what a great play that was from the snap to the end result. First down and 10 from the 17-yard line of Lloyd Norris. And all kinds of life now on the sideline and on the field for Kalamazoo Central.
Great execution by the Maroon Giants.
I formation takes the handoff to Drummer, rolls across the middle. Looking for Rashawn Brown, just out of the reach of his tight end. Into some traffic again, playing with fire. It's the sophomore quarterback, Darius Skinner.
Coach Chambers has kind of unleashed his offense a little bit here because it's gotten a lot more exciting in the last few minutes. Skinner is showing a stronger arm than he's shown all night on the last few passes and also a nice touch. So can't wait to see what happens next.
Vernon Coakley, the up back. Forrest Drummer, the deep back. Take the handoff to Drummer. Will unleash it across the middle. Touchdown, Martavian Peach, reaching up and making the best grab that you could ever draw up. Martavian Peach, and what a throw by the sophomore quarterback, Darius Skinner. He put it where no one else was going to reach it, but he climbed the ladder, stopped the ball, and all he could do was fall into the end zone for a Maroon Giants touchdown. 3:19 remaining in the game, and tending the extra point, we're tied. Now here's where the intrigue comes in. With this extra point, they can take the lead here, so it's all on the boot of Donovan Williams. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is up, and good! Donovan Williams gives his team a one-point lead, 14-13, and now it's going to be up to the Maroon Giants defense with 3:19 remaining. It's answer time for the visiting Roy Norris Knights, so they're getting pumped up on the sideline for this final drive, or I can assume will be the final drive with 3:19 remaining. But you can't really assume anything in this football game. We had a scoreless game through nearly the first half of play. Roy Norris scored with 1 second remaining in the opening half. Kalamazoo Central has responded nicely, but at times continued to struggle through this game, and he thought maybe they were starting to get deflated a bit, but they've really unleashed the passing game, and that's been key to their comeback here in this second half.
Yeah, Tremor was the majority of their offense, Carol, at the three quarters of this game, and the fact that they were able, and then the receivers are catching the ball. That's the key. In that drive, the receivers started catching the ball, and I mean, he was putting it right where they needed to put it, and we had a few incomplete passes, but how big is that missed extra point for the Knights? I mean, it's going to figure so much, and it's not.
if the White Horse Knights can have a return, get it back quickly, they have the opportunity. They have enough time, 3:19 and two timeouts remaining, that they could burn off a lot of time on the clock and possibly gain the lead back. The Blues, they're going to face a fired-up Maroon Giant defense.
Malik Thomas, Eddie Gillen, deep to receive the kickoff from Donovan Williams, who just made probably one of the biggest extra points of his entire career.
So the Knights are going to have a short field against Carolyn, 60 yards.
Yeah, a short kick fielded by one of the up players for Roy Norris. And they're going to have this ball on the 40-yard line, their own 40-yard line. So very good field position for this final 3:14. Trevor Parlato once again in the shotgun. He's going to start unleashing the passing game as well. That was nearly picked off and tended for Malik Thomas. I would break it up, Charles Barnett. He's got an interception, if you remember the interception that set up the first score for Central in the second half.
That was hurried a little bit. I think Parlato had a little more time to let his receiver, again, get the distance that he needed to get. The Central defensive backfield is on the snide now. They really have got to play well.
A complete pass brings up second down and 10. Parlato spins and finds a receiver at the far sideline. Jackson Schrock on the receiving end of that Trevor Parlato pass. And a good gain on second down up the sideline will give them a third down and manageable. Gain of 7 will bring up third down and 3. The clock is running at 2:46. And so at times we've seen this passing game really help Roy Norris, and they're going to need the types of yardage that the passing game will get you in order to set themselves up for at least a field goal with 2:30 and running remaining here in this final quarter. A lot of back in the shotgun, two receivers to each side. He's going to throw the sideline and an interception. Led all the way by Casey Macon, and not an interception. We'll retract that call. He was just out of bounds, but what a read by Casey Macon to get up there, and had he stayed in bounds, that was one of the easier interceptions of this ballgame.
You're looking at the ballgame here right now. It's fourth down and 3 yards to go. Roy Norris has to make a first down on this. If the Giants stop them, they have the ball game. And they'll stop the streak, and Coach Chambers will have the win that he wants so badly.
Coach Chambers looking to stop this Roy Norris winning streak at 2. And his defense is 3 yards away. Oh, and stop. The snap is high over Parlato into the backfield and recovered by Calvin Central. And that's going to be your ball game. Turnover on downs. Well, we'll call it maybe the ball game just yet. 2:13 remaining. But
hey, recovering from the fumble. Turnover on downs. First down.
I would imagine that Mr. Drummer is going to see the majority of the carries on this because they can burn. Sean Bergen can call timeout. But by the time he gets the ball back, he would have no timeouts left and probably about 35, 40 seconds left on the clock. That's enough time to score, yeah, it is. But the way that Kalamazoo Central has been playing, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they let the shackles off Mr. Skinner and let him run, let him go. Pass down the field, grab something. I mean, it's, you know, this kid has really proven himself. And the starting quarterback next week for Kalamazoo Central is under center right now. And that's Darius Skinner.
Darius Skinner under center will hand off to Forrest Drummer up the middle. Got a little hole, a couple of yards, but that's really all he needs, a couple of yards at a time to continue to wind the clock down, approaching the 2-minute mark.
And no timeouts from Roy Norris.
Tackle made by Tylan White.
What if they're thinking that they can save the clock and save their 2 timeouts and get the ball back?
Second down and 9 coming up from the 30-yard line of Roy Norris. Forrest Drummer, Vernon Coakley behind
the sophomore quarterback. Forrest Strummer rushes up the middle. And they gave him all kinds of room, did that defensive line. And he's awfully close to that first down marker, just a yard shy or so. And now we're going to first down and three as we approach 1 minute remaining in the ballgame. Lloyd-Norris will burn a timeout. We'll keep it right here with the 1:05 remaining. Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney along with you, and has the tide changed for the home team here at Thomas Stadium. They trailed at the half. They got the equalizer in the third quarter, and then Lloyd-Norris came back with a score of their own. They missed the extra point, and we said, hold on a minute. This is going to be the intriguing part of this ball game. And then it was the sophomore quarterback really unleashing the passing game in the latter stages of this fourth quarter, and that's really paid dividends for Dana Chambers and the Square Giants team.
You know, and the thing is, Carolyn, is for some reason, later in the game, the receivers for Kalamazoo Central decided to start catching the ball. We'd had quite a few misses in this game, but then kids who were dropping the ball were catching the ball. And Skinner was laying it right in there for him. They did a great job. This is the offense we've been waiting to see all game. And for a team to have a touchdown scored against them like they did at the end of the first half, and to come out and do what they have here in the second half has been remarkable. I mean, it's sad that it has to be on a missed extra point, but you know, it's football, and the Giants have taken advantage. They get a first down on this play. The fat lady can sing.
First down and three upcoming. We'll get a flag before the snap.
So we got another equipment issue. So apparently we may have a chin strap drill this week too in practice.
Another issue with the equipment for
chin strap and you're going to run laps.
I'm sure somebody on the coaching staff for Kalamazoo Central keeping track of that. Now third down and eight for the Maroon Giants as the handoff goes to Drummer. He's dragged down immediately.
I think you got to call timeout now.
Tylan White.
You've got to call timeout. Why Sean Bergen is not calling the timeout? Now he calls.
You know, but 5, 10 seconds burn off, but 50 seconds to go.
They have lost at least 15 seconds. Oh, now we have an injury. So I don't know if Lloyd-Norris gets a timeout back because there's an injury on the play from a Maroon Giant.
There's a Maroon Giant down on the
thrower. Boy, he has had some kind of night.
And what a workhorse he has been. Stay tuned for our Meyer High School Live post-game coverage. We'll recap the game that was this crosstown showdown and what a back-and-forth game it has been right now. The home team trying to snap a two-game losing streak to the Lloyd-Norris Knights, and they are 50.5 seconds away from doing so, holding on to a slim 14-13 lead by way of a missed extra point for Lloyd-Norris. And this has just been, could you really expect anything less?
No, this has been a great game to start the season with. Both teams have given it their all. It's been a hot, humid night. You know, we knew that it was going to hinge somehow on a mistake ball or two by one team or another. And both teams have made their share of them and given the other team a chance to possibly, you know, take the game in their hands. But ultimately it was Kalamazoo Central that put together the drive that they really needed and the extra point later. And we sit here with, like you said, 50 and a half seconds left, and the Giants lead the game by a point. And we have another crosstown rivalry coming up in a few weeks. Portage Northern and Portage Central.
Yes.
Can only hope this one, the beers is half as good as this one.
Skinner under center, fakes the handoff, rolls to the far sideline, being pursued. Pass is broken up. Pass intended for...
There's a sophomore quarterback for the Lloyd-Norris Knights, Trevor Pilato. You got 44.3 seconds. You have no timeouts, and here's your chance to become a super an Uber hero for your team.
We heard from Sean Bergen during the halftime break, and really kind of getting a lot of younger players ready for the, as he called it, the Friday Night Lights. Of course, it's Thursday night, but still the lights are just as bright
and Trevor Paulato, the sophomore quarterback, in the shotgun for food and blood down. Christopher Najar.
But we're going to call his name.
A little showboating at the end, but not called, and everyone, the sideline saying, calm down, brought down.
And one of his teammates grabbed him.
And said, hey,
and said, hey, no, let's not do that.
19 seconds in, Ashley. Second and 16, we're looking at the last play of the game. This is the game.
No,
I'm the play, so it will not be the game. Paulato unleashes the play, Eddie Garrett out there in the marquee peak with the interception, a couple of flags from the interception, marquee peak into the end zone, so we'll wait on the call before we call the score from marquee peak. You have to imagine there's at least a hole, there was a flag before the throw was made, so a lot to sort out here on the field. Holding called against Kalamazoo Central. We'll call two holding. And so the two holding calls against Kalamazoo Central. But we have a holding call against Lloyd Norris.
Oh, he's at this game, so
they're going to call a game, and with that, Kalamazoo Central breaks the two-game losing streak to their cross-town rivals in thrilling fashion. 14-13, your final score from Thomas Stadium, Meyer High School Live. Post game coverage is next. This is high school football on 1660, The Fan.
Joy. In moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio.
For some of us, gambling can make us lose more than a few dollars. We may lose our jobs, lose our homes, and slowly but surely we'll lose the people we love. We're at a loss as to why we can't control our gambling. We lose years struggling with an addiction we didn't even know we had. For free confidential help, call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline to speak with a counselor. Call 1-800-270-7117. It's time to win your life back. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family. The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out. We helped a lot of people out. It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Jim McKinney for Edward Rose and Sons. There's a famous saying, location, location, location. That could be the motto of Edward Rose and Sons. Go to edwardrose.com today and you'll discover all the wonderful locations they have. Take a virtual tour of all their properties. Discover floor plans you'll love and prices that will treat your budget right. The tour is where I discovered my apartment at Walnut Trail in Portage, and you'll discover yours too. Go to EdwardRose.com today, where you'll look for an apartment, but you'll find a home.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Bring in the video. Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check.
your 8-year-old's peewee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgater at Meijer.
Carolyn Bider and Jim McKinney rejoining you again from Thomas Stadium, and this is the Meijer postgame show. Kalamazoo Central victorious in thrilling fashion over Loy Norris by a final score of 14-13. Sean Bergen and his crew running some wind sprints as we see during this postgame coverage, and the difference in the end was a missed extra point for the Knights, but also some good recovery offensively for Kalamazoo Central from the first half to the second half.
It was almost like which squad was going to make the last mistake, and as it turned out, it was Loy Norris. As they unfortunately, first of all, gave up the interception and got Kalamazoo Central on the board, and just penalties that, you know, killed both teams, but unfortunately, the last couple were 5-yard penalties that the Knights suffered, and ultimately, the Maroon Giants learned to catch the ball and ended up 14-13. So it was a good game. You know, it was a good game as far as both teams are concerned. I think for a beginning game, Carolyn, but you know, this is going to hang around for a while for the Knights, and for Kalamazoo Central, it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the onset of the broadcast, never has one team or the other lost three consecutive years. To the other team in this crosstown rivalry, and Dana Chambers dead set on making sure that did not happen for the first time here tonight at Thomas Stadium. This team trailed, though, early, 7-0, and it seemed like to start the second half they were a little deflated, and you thought maybe that was something that Loy Norris could really grab onto and take a stranglehold on this game. But as we said, credit the Central defense and offense for recovering nicely. And of course, you know, Forrest Drummer, the legs for this Kalamazoo Central offense, really getting it done to set up what we saw in the fourth quarter, that winning drive, which was primarily the passing game. We hadn't seen that all game up until that final drive that ultimately helped Kalamazoo Central win this game.
The Central basketball team and football team have a lot in common. Because I've seen them both in action, and when momentum has a tendency to shift their way, the Maroon Giants put it in a gear that usually nobody else can reach, and that's what happened tonight in the third and fourth quarter. You know, the Giants wore down the Knight defense. They got back into the game. They avoided the fact of getting deflated over the fact that they lost a touchdown under real unusual circumstances. And I have to tell you, Darius Skinner really impressed me tonight. The sophomore took over early from Lyndon Ostell, and Skinner, with a little help from his receivers in the fourth quarter, who learned to catch the ball, did a great job of running the offense. And I think that he could be the key to the Maroon Giant offense from time to come.
The first score coming on the legs of Forrest Drummer, actually coming off of an interception, so that was kind of a combined effort for the first score for Kalamazoo Central. That tied things up in the third quarter at 7. And then it was the connection between the sophomore quarterback, Darius Skinner, and Markavius Pete, the senior wide receiver. And credit to Skinner, as he said, the sophomore quarterback with poise, really putting that throw where no one else was going to catch it but Pete. And they're even kind of fortunate that Pete came down with the football.
Yeah, Peak was bookends tonight. He, the first play of the game for Loy Norris, he intercepted Traver Perotto, and then and the last touchdown got the ball from Darius Skinner. So he was kind of, at the beginning and the end, the hero for Kalamazoo Central. I think Coach Chambers is going to be able to build on this game. I think Coach Bergen should tell his troops that they played a great game and not let this carry with them the rest of the season.
Yeah, really tough pill to swallow on the opposite sideline for Sean Bergen and the Loy Norris Knights, the team coming off of a 4-5 season that saw a lot of promise last year. They had the door shut on their postseason with a 31-point loss to Battle Creek Lakeview, and he was preaching the message of just push forward, put last season behind you, and it's it's really hard to come out, lose such a tough-fought battle to your crosstown rival, and then move forward. So I think the key for the Lloyd Orange Knights is to also build on what happened here tonight, because there was a lot of positives for the Knights here.
Yeah, their offense really, you know, the passing game is going to be good because a lot of the times their receivers were wide open, and I think it's just going to take a little practice for Perlato to, and this is the first game of the season, you know, you're always going to have those rough patches, but overall it's a nice way to start the season, and Kalamazoo Central now will build on this, Lloyd Norris will move away from this, and the rest of their season hopefully won't be predicated by a one-point loss or a one-point win, but you gotta know that Dana Chambers, coach for the Maroon Giants, is really going to use this to motivate his kids for the rest of the year.